This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, Kevin McCullough, hour number two underway for Radio Night Live. So glad to have you with us and so honored that you choose to spend this time. And just by way of my own personal thoughts, I want to say a very happy Father's Day to every father that is listening. And whether that's someone who is biological, someone who has adopted a child, you know, Stephen Curtis Chapman's in our music spotlight tonight. His songs, one of them, When Love Takes You In, is all about adopting a child. And his other one, Cinderella, that you just heard in the first hour, that's all about his biological daughter and her growing up and what it means to him. And whether you've adopted someone, whether you've been the biological father of someone, whether you've just mentored someone as a father-like figure, you have played an important role in their life. And we just cannot say thank you enough for those that have taken the conscientious decision to be a father in the lives of people. And I am really grateful to be able to tell you how much we appreciate you tonight. I also want to say, last week, we had the good folks from Byrna on, and Brian Ganz, a dad himself, talked about the Byrna Shield backpack body armor. I have one that they sent to me this week. This slips right inside your child's backpack, and it can stop bullets, 44 Magnum, AR-15, 9mm, basically any of those weights of rounds. This will stop it going through your child's backpack and into their body. And I have one of these to give away tonight. So if you are interested in this Byrna Shield backpack body armor, you just slip it inside the inside of your child's backpack, just along their back portion of the backpack. Then they can put all their books in like normal. This will give them absolute protection against all of that. And I'm going to give it away tonight to the 30th emailer that emails me right now at kmcradio@gmail.com. If you would like the child body armor backpack supplement, and this is really, really cool, but it's a good way to keep your child protected. These normally retail, I think, for about $69. I could be off. I think that's right. But I've got one for a winner tonight. Emailer number 35th email I get to kmcradio@gmail.com, and in the subject line, just put body armor, backpack body armor. Just put body armor, put backpack, put something along those lines. I'll count whatever subject lines come in with those words: body armor, backpack, Byrna, etc. Email 35 at kmcradio@gmail.com, and we'll award that tonight. And by the way, if you would like to get a slim, a very protective piece of gear for your child's backpack for this fall, go to Byrna.com, BYRNA.com/KMC. By using the /KMC at Byrna.com, you're going to get my promo code. That's going to give you a discount, and you're going to be able to protect your family for an even more cost-effective rate. So do that today. BYRNA.com. I think you should see it on the bottom of your screen. /KMC, and then order your body armor for your children tonight. All right, we've got a lot yet to get to, and I'm so honored to have you with us. Father's Day is always a special weekend, and it's also a difficult weekend. My past is littered with father relationships that went bad. My paternal father never knew me. He gave me up for adoption when I was quite young. I did have the unique chance to find siblings that I had from him years later, and this year I've been able to celebrate that relationship for now 4 or 5 years since we found each other, and grateful for all four of my biological sisters. I've also got a sister-in-law that I love immensely, and some brother-in-laws too. Grateful for all the fathers represented in those lives. I've had an adoptive father that also was very instrumental in a certain stage of my life, and sadly we've lost touch and had an inability to reconcile, and I hope that that is something that changes in the days to come. But I do want to speak to the importance of fathers, because I think that this is one of those things that we cannot talk enough about. In fact, I wrote about it in my book, The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be, which you can still get on Amazon, but it's been out for more than a dozen years now. The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be. Basically, character traits and habits that go hand in hand with making a man the kind of person that's going to be helpful to a family, that's going to be wise, that's going to be protective, that's going to be a provider in the way that God really created us to be. And I hope that we continue to emphasize the importance of this as we go forward, not just tomorrow for Father's Day, but throughout the rest of this year. Because when you look at many of the major calamities that we are having in the world today, the child that was the shooter in the Uvalde school shooting, disassociated from a father figure. Father had nothing to do with him for years. When you look at the child that shot up the Buffalo grocery store, very strained relationship with a father there. You look at the kids that participate in gangs and shoot more people each weekend in the city of Chicago than any of the mass shootings we've had this year. Those kids are all disconnected and separated and prevented from having a healthy relationship with their dads. In fact, if you look at the whole gender identity crisis that's going on and why boys believe they need to be girls in order to find ultimate satisfaction in women's sports and other things, much of that is related to the idea of how uncomfortable they are at the idea that they are a man and that they have unique responsibilities as men. Friends, this is not something we can avoid. We can't just take hormones and say, oh, well, we're out of having to be dads because of that. No, the young people in our lives, our sons and daughters, need the men of this world to step up and be the kind of strong man that supplements their home with provision, protects their home from attack, guards the dignity and welfare of the home from within, is a good steward and provides for a legacy for that home throughout the ability to work and to earn. And when we get away from doing those things, we are really sending a message to the next generation that you're not important to us, that we don't have an obligation to you, and that there's no way that we're going to be held to that obligation. In the first hour tonight, I broke a story to you about the NBC Today show and how they had named 8 dads that said because they had abortions that they were somehow better fathers. That is exactly the wrong mentality. That is exactly the opposite mentality of what is helpful and healthy for a society. Our society needs to focus on why fathers are important, applaud them in their effort for that, and help incentivize that responsibility in the way that they go about life. If we do that, we can literally change the world. But if we sit back on our haunches and expect other things to happen and miraculously fill that void, it's not going to. God created men unique. He created us with our abilities to uniquely provide and to be what we need to be for our families. And that's what we're called to be. So men, tonight, wherever you are, whatever your plans are for tomorrow, even if you're estranged from children in your life, be the one that reaches out. Be the one that says to them, hey, I may not have done it all right, but I do care, and I want you to know that I am in your corner. It's going to make a huge difference down the road to know that the confidence of a father, the approval of a father, the earnest encouragement from a father makes so much of a difference. And when you look at how the kids perform in standardized testing, other incentives that they have to excel in their life, the support of a dad is almost always connected to the ones that do the very best. So that's your call, dads, tonight. Step up. Be the man that you're supposed to be. And by the way, if you do want to get a copy of the book, it's called The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be, and it is available. There's some sites that say it's out of print, but if you hunt around Amazon and so forth, you can get a copy. And I believe that the publisher, Harvest House, can publish it on demand if you can't find it anywhere else. So go there. But that would be my encouragement for us tonight. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got a big ladies' lounge tonight, just in time for Father's Day. What are some of the major medical news that we have missed or overlooked? Dr. Jeanette Nishwat is back. I love this lady. She is giving herself to such good causes these days and has really stepped it up. A little bit later, Miranda Devine from the New York Post. And this hour, Stephen Curtis Chapman with another tribute to fathers. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us. And I am always honored to have back here at the Kevin McCullough microphone for Radio Night Live the talented Dr. Jeanette Nishwat. She is not only a fabulous physician who has probably personally attended to more COVID patients than any other doctor I've had on the air, but she has also done things like go give medical care to the hurting Ukrainian refugees. And she is very, very passionate about her own patients. I was just reading through her Twitter feed. She had a post up talking about how last night in the city, one of her patients was beaten by two criminals, attacked him from behind, kicked him numerous times in the head, stomped his chest, tore his ear, damaged his face, then took his wallet. He needed CT scans and a surgeon. All of this while New York's most prominent politicians partying down for the governor and the mayor and other people getting down with it. And I thought, you know what, this is where we need to be when it comes to public health. We need to have doctors that are calling out the society around them. And Dr. Jeanette Nishwat rejoins me. Dr. Jeanette, it must be frustrating because I know that a lot of us came to New York City at a time when it was deemed the safest big city on planet Earth. And I remember that phrase being, you know, marketed and used a lot by past mayoral administrations. But it hasn't been that in a while. And you got a really up close view of that with your patient while politicians are busy slapping each other on the back and telling them what a great job they're all doing.
Yeah, it's definitely changed, Kevin, unfortunately. I mean, it can be dangerous depending on where you are. Just walking down the sidewalk in the middle of the day, we're seeing crime happen at all hours, not just 3 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, a lot of it, I think, has to do with mental illness and criminals not being held accountable for their actions, and so therefore become repeat offenders, and then those who are mental ill not getting the help that they need. And so it's a sad, vicious circle, and I'm seeing it firsthand with patients who come in with swollen eyes and black and blue and broken ribs.
Yeah.
It's just, when's it going to end?
Let's talk about that particular patient. What is the latest? Are they going to be okay? Were you able to...
Yes. He's going to be okay, but it's just such an unfortunate situation that, you know, one more blow to the head could have killed him. And,
wow.
And people don't realize, you know, you're going to do that and spend the rest of your life in jail over a cell phone and $20 in the wallet. It's just heartbreaking. It's just heartbreaking. But yeah, he was approached by two people, you know, from behind, caught him off guard, and just kept kicking and punching. But we definitely were able to, you know, take good care of him, patch him up, and get him all the care and the treatment that he needed. And he is stable right now.
He's on his way to recovery. That's good to hear.
Yes.
You know, it's been interesting because we have been on the COVID train for so long, and so much emphasis has been put on that. And it's kind of like, since COVID has kind of ebbed from the main front page of the news, there are a lot of other things that seem to be occupying people's times and focus. And I don't understand, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, I don't understand why the Congress is acting the way it is right now. They think that this rehashing of all the January 6th stuff, which, by the way, was already dealt with in an impeachment trial. It's already been dealt with in Senate and House subcommittees. These things, they've not brought out anything new in terms of this, and their ratings are terrible. They have fewer people watching this than watch the evening news in the non-primetime hours earlier in the afternoon that those air. I mean, it's been really, really bad. But it seems to me that, politically speaking, the ruling class seems to have a very different agenda than what is actually necessary for the medical well-being of the citizens. And nothing kind of speaks to that more clearly, to me at least right now, than when you look at Washington doing what Washington's doing and the frustration of mothers who can't get baby formula. I mean, there's a real distraction game going on here, and it's hurting the American people, in my estimation.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, there are critical issues that having life-changing impact on Americans right now as we speak, and they're not getting the attention that they need. I mean, babies went without formula. Our little infants, our kids, went without the formula that they needed. You know, we're seeing shootings in Texas. We're seeing mental health crisis, suicide, depression going higher up because of cost of inflation. How are they going to get to work? How are they going to pay for gas? How are they going to buy food for the family, for kids if they don't have enough money because they spent it on gas? So all these issues are hurting Americans now,
yeah,
versus reliving and rehashing like beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
I just don't see the point in it at this time.
Well, and to be clear, you're not taking a side one way or the other, and you're not the politico on this show. I am, so
right.
I'm not asking you for that analysis. But it is a reminder to me, Dr. Nishwat, that public servants, particularly those elected leaders that do serve us in Congress and in the Senate, and they do serve us. We are their bosses. They are not ours. I want people to be reminded of that, that they what they do matters in terms of health for this country. And as we've, you know, kind of gone through this pandemic and we're kind of looking at it, we're starting to look at it in the rearview mirror, I hope that we learned our lessons on a lot of public health issues, Dr. Nishwat, in terms of the effectiveness of lockdowns and some of the things that we did that, looking back on it, I'm not sure that it was the right way to go. I wasn't sure of it at the time. I kind of trusted the smart people in charge to tell me that it was the right thing to do. My family was a good American family. We followed the rules and did our part, all the rest of it. But when I'm seeing the numbers now with kids and the developmental markers that were missed, and you mentioned suicides, the way that issue spiked during COVID especially, I mean, I hope that we come out the other side understanding that policies have to be about the people, and they have to be about the outcomes of what happens to the people, not just whatever parties in Washington wanting to get, you know, whatever agenda passed.
Yeah, of course. You know, the health and well-being of our children, of our teenagers, of everyone is important to take into consideration from a public health perspective. And, you know, in addition to what you mentioned, the one thing that the lockdown we're now seeing has caused is, you know, newborn babies, infants, toddlers who were in lockdown because they weren't out and about. And their parents, you know, wearing masks. So these kids, they weren't exposed to the natural germs, viruses, common colds. So they didn't have the opportunity to build up immunity for their immune system to have defenses to fight infection as they get older. So now I'm seeing young kids and adults, but especially kids, who are coming down with infections that we never see in the spring or in the summertime. For example, we're seeing RSV and flu now in 100-degree heat when these are normally viruses that we see in the winter, and it's because of the lockdown. So it's definitely had a negative impact, in all aspects,
yeah,
mentally, emotionally, medically.
Overall health. Yeah, that's part of the problem. Well, when we come back, the news isn't all sour this week. In fact, you might say it's a little bit bitter. We're going to talk about a beverage that you made. And I got to tell you, Dr. Nishwat, when I saw this story this week, my heart just started pounding faster and faster. I love this stuff, but we'll tell you what this valuable beverage is when we come back. It's Radio Night Live, and we're glad you're with us. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Infants, toddlers, and preschoolers could get their COVID shots as soon as next week. That's when they will become available, as federal regulators have formally signed off on making the vaccine available to kids as young as 6 months old. The FDA signed off on the vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech on Friday. The CDC followed suit on Saturday. Millions of doses have been ordered by the government for distribution across the country. Some 18 to 19 million children are eligible for the shot. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg personally knows what many travelers have faced over the last couple of days. That's because his own flight from D.C. to New York was canceled. He wound up driving here to the Big Apple. He told the Associated Press his department could take enforcement actions against airlines that failed to live up to consumer protections. But Buttigieg wants to see whether there are major flight disruptions over the 4th of July weekend and the rest of summer. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, here we go. we are at 34 after the hour now, the weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through some of the stories that relate to the top 10, the people on the list as well, and then some ancillary stories. The world, oftentimes the countdown will have stories that are sports related. There's so much going on in the rest of the world, sometimes it's hard to get those in, but I know those of us who are from the Boston area upset because the Celtics lost out on a bid to be the world, or at least the U.S. I mean, does that bother you? World champions. They're the world champions. There are plenty of other basketball teams around the world. Like in China, we don't play the Chinese to get to become the world champion basketball players, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the world champion usually is a exaggerated term.
Figure of speech.
Yeah. Yeah. There were three world champion boxers, you know. There's the... And that's why they call it the undisputed champion when you have all three of the belts. There's different associations. The word world champion is an extreme term. How about baseball? You know, the World Series. It really is the two major American leagues.
Yeah.
But we know what it means. It's generally recognized that the U.S. is best at certain sports. So if you're the world champion baseball team, you're probably the best team in the world or one of them. If you're the world champion NBA team, you're probably the best. Football, definitely the best. However, hockey is not that case.
Or soccer.
Soccer and hockey, the U.S. does, the NHL, which is the major hockey league in the U.S., may not win a World Series with, say, a Russian team or some of the Scandinavian teams. So it's an interesting thing, and the world is changing. Baseball was once considered totally American.
Yeah.
It's huge in Japan and gigantic in the Dominican Republic and parts of South America. The world's changing.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, I wanted to go back to the Talkers convention for a few minutes and talk about some of the takeaways, because there were a number. And by the way, you're going to be posting this, the audio and the video, right?
People who in the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to see most of the sessions, about 90% of the sessions that took place at the convention at talkers.com.
Free. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something, it's fun to see sometimes people who want to know what their favorite host looks like. You watch these things and you get the drift of, like, what's Joe Pags look like, really? Joe Pags, a big guy.
Try to
give you that.
Although one of the results of this modern multi-platform era that we're in is that radio personalities are not as mysterious in terms of their real physical looks as they were in the old days. Many of them have cameras. They have cameras in the studios.
Yeah.
Radio shows are also carried on video. They have podcasts. They have websites, and their pictures are plastered all over the place.
Yeah.
Back in the day, there was controversy in the radio industry as to whether on billboards they should put the pictures of the DJs, because then people would see them and go, "Oh my gosh,
he's got a good face for radio."
Face for radio. That part of the mystique of being on radio was that the people would see you in their mind's eye. Now, everybody knows what everybody looks like because of Facebook and, all of those social media platforms.
You know what I find most interesting, I think I'm the only one left who's been at all of these conventions, because we, Jim Bohannon and I, who I think shared in that for many years, unfortunately he wasn't able to be with us this past week. And hold a good thought for him, because he's a great, great guy. But I think, to go back to some of the things that were takeaways, if you will, from conversations about what it was that was important over the years and how things have changed, the podcast thing. And we had a session on podcasts. You had a session. A lot of people talking. I think not just in one. I mean, almost everyone that I listened to had some element of discussion regarding podcasts and how to do them right and how to do them wrong. And we had the expert who's there, whose name now I can see him, but I can't remember his name. He led one of the panels. Why can I not remember his name?
His name is Steve Goldstein.
Steve Goldstein, that's it. Right. And so, talking about that, one of the things that came about, I don't know if you heard this conversation or not, But the one of the most successful podcast companies is a company that is focused on rather edgy material that has to do with sexuality. And there's a this site's called OnlyFans, and they have people on it like Courtney and Nick, who specialize in showing everybody their thighs. The podcast is called Texas Thighs. And on this podcast company, so far they have paid out $3.2 billion to the creators of various podcasts since 2016.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my favorite, but my favorite don't like nobody to me. No one but me.
And now, back to
Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, we've had so much to talk about over the last few days. We're still waiting for a whole bevy of Supreme Court decisions to start coming down, and we will get deep into issues on that in the days to come. But in the meantime, between the debates about gas prices, inflation, school shootings, gun control laws, the attempts by Congress, etc., there have been a plethora of stories that continue to bubble up and kind of effuse around the chief executive himself, not the least of which are some new revelations about some roles that his son may have played in some of the president's doings. And here to discuss is best-selling author Miranda Devine. She's also a columnist for the New York Post, the most important paper that you can read in New York City. That's my fair estimation. Miranda, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, great to be with you, Kevin.
So let's talk a little bit about, I never expected the mainstream press to pick up on a lot of these quasi-scandals, major scandals that Hunter Biden is involved with anyway. But there does seem to be kind of a growing litany of things that he seems to have had access to, been allowed to do, that other first sons just haven't been. How do you explain that, and what are the most egregious ones from where you sit?
Look, I mean, I think it's really just the nature of the Biden family. They're very clannish.
It's in their DNA. They can't get away from it, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, look, if, you know, on the positive side, I guess you can say they're a close family. But on the negative side, that has meant that Joe Biden's influence peddling scheme that he's been running since the very beginning of his senatorship down in Delaware when he was won his first election at age 29, has just been become a family business. You know, he's got two brothers who are involved. Every member of the family benefits, extended family, nieces, nephews, everybody is in on the grift. And it's not just money. You know, his power and influence over the years in that small state of Delaware, which is where so many corporates are headquartered,
right,
gave him entree to pretty much anything. I mean, whether it be cheap housing for him and his family, whether it be, you know, grace and favor jobs at inflated salaries at his various donors, or just entree to Ivy League colleges, to the sort of sinecures that young people, you know, makes their career, makes their lives. So everybody's been living on that family grift. And Hunter, most prominently so, but the special burden that Hunter had was that he had to be the bag man. He had to be the guy who brought in the cash so that Joe and his late son, Beau, who he had destined for greater things to be president, you know, part of the sort of Biden dynasty, so that they could sort of live cleanly and that Joe can continue boasting that he's the poorest man in Congress while living in a DuPont mansion, while, you know, wearing very expensive clothes and just living a caviar lifestyle.
Well, and in reference to the most recent news from this week, it appears as though Hunter is now proclaiming in conversations, and I guess quasi-publicly, that he can basically get his dad to say anything that he wants him to say. Now, I don't know to what degree that that's a valid statement, but it certainly looks bad for a sitting president to have his son running around saying such things.
Yes, well, this is just another revelation from Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop, and it's a conversation, an hour-long conversation with a friend, and he does, in fact, say that. He says that his father will talk about anything that Hunter wants him to. If he says it's important to him, then Joe Biden will work away to make it part of his platform. Now, you know, I mean, there's no evidence really that that's the case. It could be just Hunter big noting himself. On the other hand, we do know that Joe has called Hunter the smartest man he knows. That also we know from the laptop and things that Joe Biden himself has said that he really does rely on his inner sanctum of family, Biden blood. Kathleen Buell, Hunter's ex-wife of 24 years, has just put out a book in which she talks about this sort of bizarre emphasis that the Bidens put on Biden blood. You can only be trusted if you have Biden blood. And so
that sounds creepy.
It's sort of, I don't know, it's just a sort of an ancient Irish tribal thing, I think. Yeah. I mean, I can say that being from Irish stock myself. But it's certainly strange, and we know that Joe always consulted the whole family. I mean, he would consult his son Hunter, his nieces and nephews about the next stage of his career. Would he run for president or whatever? And he loved the idea. He had this big compound in Delaware, still does, and sort of he treated it like the Kennedy compound, because he aspired to have a sort of a dynasty like the Kennedys. And he would bring together family and staffers, and they would all workshop together about the next stage. And look, I'm told also that Hunter, on his frequent visits to see his father and Jill Biden, either in the White House or in Delaware, they sit around the dinner table and they talk about, you know, matters of state like Ukraine. I mean, things that obviously the president, Joe Biden, you know, is on his mind. And we know Hunter has a very high opinion of his own intellect and his own worldliness. And he has a lot of strong opinions about world affairs. And, of course, he's also got the business dealings with Ukraine and with Russia and sure. with China. So I guess he knows a lot.
Miranda, what's your hunch as to how the compromisability, if that's a word, that Joe Biden has before Mr. Xi and the Chinese Communist Party, to what degree do you think they have the ability to compromise him? And are we seeing some evidence that he's compromised in even some of his policy positions to date thus far, from your perspective?
Look, I don't think anyone can say conclusively that he is compromised or how much he is compromised. But we do know that there is a huge potential for compromise because of his the amount of money, the millions of dollars that have come into the Biden family.
Well, it would be a refreshing thing to see someone that would come in and break all that up on both sides of the aisle. Miranda Devine, always appreciate your insights and your work in the Post and your best-selling books. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. during that drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I know you've heard the stories, but they all sound too good to be true. You've heard about a place called home, but there doesn't seem to be one for you. So one more night, you cry yourself to sleep and drift off to a distant dream where love takes you in. And everything changes. A miracle starts with a beat of a heart. Takes you home and says you belong here. The loneliness ends and a new life begins when love takes you in. And somewhere while you're sleeping, someone else is dreaming too. They're counting down the days until they hold you close and say, I love you. Like the rain that falls into the sea, in a moment what has been is lost in what will be. Takes you in, everything changes. A miracle starts with a beat of a heart, and this love will never let you go. There is nothing that will ever cause this love to lose its hold when love takes you in. Everything changes. A miracle starts with a beat of a heart.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.